You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with The New York Times and WGBH Boston Public Radio.
Plug it in, turn it on, rev it up. What is going on with the Tesla? No, not the scientist inventor Nikola Tesla that many of you would love to go back in time to visit and keep your suggestions coming, by the way. No, not that Tesla. The Tesla electric car, the super expensive Roadster, the top of the line S car, or the soon to be introduced X model. The company made a surprise profit last quarter. Sales are up, and the stock is up more than 300% this year. Paul Eisenstein, publisher of the DetroitBureau.com. Has Tesla entered the big time here? Welcome, Paul.
Hey, John. Good to be with you.
What do you think?
Well, it depends on how you look at it. You got to remember that these guys are soaring, but at the same time, even with a 25% bump up in production for the second quarter, they're rolling out what, about as many Teslas in a quarter as Ford builds F-Series pickups in a day or two.
But what if you reduce the frame to just other electric car models? Tesla is competing very favorably, and the whole way of marketing is a kind of Silicon Valley approach as opposed to the traditional auto industry approach. That's part of the battle here, right?
Yeah, absolutely. If you look at things in terms of the nascent electric vehicle market, Tesla is clearly either the benchmark or right up there setting the benchmark along with the Nissan Leaf, which is doing really well. And in the case of the Nissan Leaf, they had to cut their price substantially this year to get off ground zero. They were really not doing very well last year. They shifted production to the U.S. They introduced a new cut rate model and cut prices on even the higher line vehicles, and they're up over 200%. But Tesla's come out of nowhere. They launched production just last July, so now just barely entering the second year. And things are soaring, and they really surprised everyone yesterday by delivering a profit when the market was expecting a loss.
Is this a branding issue? Tesla going for ultimate sort of sex and performance and Leaf kind of branding itself as the equivalent of driving a bottle of vitamins around for the environment?
Well, yeah, in a way, you're right. The Leaf is certainly a much more affordable car. Ironically, in some cases, by having a high-priced, expensive, sexy vehicle, and it very much is a sexy vehicle. It's a good-looking car.
You've been in it, right? You've driven it, right?
Yeah, not enough. So if the Tesla people listening, get me a vehicle. I need a test drive. I need more time. Anyway, this one is quick. It's sexy. And if you pay as much as $100,000, you can get as much as a 300-mile range battery, which largely overcomes one of the biggest concerns that people have about electric vehicles, which is range. Tesla's doing a lot of other things, by the way. They are giving new battery warranties, essentially a bulletproof warranty. They're setting up a network of high-speed chargers so that, let's say you want to go from, Washington, D.C. to Boston, you can do that without having to stop for 8 hours. Or 10 hours or 12 hours to recharge. You can get an 80% recharge in about half an hour, 40 minutes with the vehicle. So these are the steps that are really important to make this particular brand take off.
Tesla and the future of the electric car. Tesla's stock up 300%, more than 300% this year. Paul Eisenstein, publisher of the DetroitBureau.com. Thanks so much.
Good to be with you, John.
The Takeaway is supported by the Henry Luce Foundation for increased understanding of East and Southeast Asia, and the Rockefeller Foundation, whose transportation initiative is promoting equitable and sustainable developments in communities across the country.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.